Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Moikot and Daf Chav Zayin, Moikot and 27. Today's Daf Yomi, the Mishnah discusses the certain takanos, certain forms that the sages made for the mourners, and in order to make sure that they weren't embarrassed. And so the first takana has to do with bringing food to the meal called the Sudas Havra, the first meal that the mourners ate after the funeral. So the Mishnah says, Ein Moichin Beis HaEvel. We don't bring the food when we bring the food to the mourners that the mourners eat after the burial, which is called a Sudas Havra. We don't bring this food Iskutla, Kanon. We don't bring it in like a big tray or a big bowl this kanon is this utensil that one side is very wide and the other side is narrow, because these were considered to be very fancy utensils. Ela basalam, we bring it in just regular baskets made out of like willows, and it's a very 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 plain manner. And because the reason is, this is what everybody is able to afford, so we want to make sure not to embarrass somebody who can't afford it. So we bring the food to the mourners in a very plain manner. And the second reform that Mishnah discusses is the reform with respect to the blessing that the mourners make on a holiday. The Ein Omrim Birkas Avelim, when the mourners return from the burial, there used to be a blessing that was said. And the blessing that was said, according to the Gemara in Ksuvos, was as follows. The Gemara in Ksuvos on Ches Amabez tells us that the following blessing was said. Achenu amyugaim hamuduchain be'evo azeh, our brothers who are tired and weary in this morning, tenu libchem lachkor, Es Zos, investigate this. Zosio medes laad. Nesifu misheshes your may brachus rabim shasu rabim yishtu kemishterishonim kachmeshtachronim. Achenu bal nechamos yinachem eschem baruch menachem avelim. The blessing of comforting over the mourners. But we don't say this blessing b'moed on a festival. Aval omdim b'shuro menachem. But we stand in a row and comfort the mourners in the normal manner after the burial. Upotrinus harabim, and then the mourners dismiss the community. After the community stood there in a line and comforted them, the mourners give them permission to go back to their homes, and they say to them, "Go back to your homes." That's what Rashi says. They say, "Lechu le'batchem," go back to your homes. And they don't need to stay with them in the Sudas Havra and to recite this blessing over the morning. The Ravid explains that they say to them, "You don't have to come back after the Moed because you've already been here." So, and the third takana that the Mishnah mentions is Ein Manichin Es Hamita Berachov. They don't take the coffin of the dead body and place it in the street in order to eulogize him. Kedei Shelo Lahargil Es HaHesped, because we don't on a festival we don't want to increase the eulogy, and so therefore, if the more they see the coffin in the street, the more people coming to be in distress over the dead body, and those will cause a tremendous amount of crying on the festival. We never place the coffin of women in the street, not only on the festival, but ever, because we're concerned about the honor, because we're concerned that maybe the blood from a woman will flow out, and so therefore it's going to be considered tremendously disrespectful. So says the Gemara in a Braisa, Tana Rabbanan Barishona, you molicham a base of El Ashirim Bekwaso Shal Kasef Vishal Zav. At first, they used to bring to the mourner's home for the wealthy people, they would bring them in very special baskets made out of gold, silver, and gold. And for the poor people, they would bring them in wicker baskets. And the poor people were very embarrassed. So then they made a takana that everybody should bring it in these baskets, these plain baskets, and they kvod and shalaniyim, so that the poor people So the poor people will not be embarrassed. And so therefore, we're so careful that the poor people are not embarrassed, that also the wealthy people did not bring the baskets in a fancy manner. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught Barishona at first, Hayumashkin Bebesa Evel, that they would, when they would serve the drinks in the mourner's house, Ashirim Bezechuchas Levana, the wealthy people would serve it in white glass utensils, which were very expensive. And the poor people in colored glasses. And the poor people would be very embarrassed because they had very plain utensils. So then they established that everybody uses the cheap glass, the colored glass, because that would be give more honor to the poor people. Another takana that was made, Barishona, Yumagalim Pnei Ashirim. At first, when they used to eulogize the dead, they would uncover the faces in order to make people basically give better eulogies. Umachasim Pnei Anim, and they would cover up the faces of the poor. Because the poor people were dying from famines, Mnebitsoras, and their faces were dark, and so the wealthy people were healthy. Vayu Anim Isbayashin, Iskinushi Machasin Pnei Akom, and they clothed in Shalanim. And that's why they established, because the poor people are embarrassed, they established that everybody's face should be covered during the funeral so that nobody would be embarrassed.